This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I work hard at it. I don't know or care about the rest of you, but I work hard at it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to be part of the solution, as they say. Anyhow, you know, God, I don't want to start sounding like Hannity. Yeah, breaking news, because it's not always breaking. And but the amount of information coming at you today from Roger Stone, from first let me start off the show properly, right? Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. You can give me email address. Always love it when you give me your email address, and it'll help. You know what? I send out one email a week. I let you know what's going on. I let you know who's going to be on the show. You take it from there. Right? Okay. So, you know, Governor Ralph Northam is being, you know, beat up about pictures in his yearbook. And, you know, he's being called to resign by the Dems. I'm not so sure I agree with that. Why resign? It's something he did in high school. If he's... Medical school. But he's apologized. Has anybody seen that kind of behavior in him as of late? And I don't mean as of the last 6 months. I mean over his, you know, now through his adult life. Has anybody seen that kind of thing? Why does that crop up now and not when he was running for office? Really, I'm curious. But even so, why is it that Hillary and Barack and, you know, the rest of them are all allowed, Joe Biden, they're all allowed to evolve. They're all allowed to get a pass for some of their past transgressions. But not these guys. So it goes back to, do I think it was nasty and disgusting? Yes. But I want you to think about something else here. Should we now tower and feather the yearbook committee? The teachers that approved it? The principal that approved it? Who else? Who else gets to take the fall? Again, it's fake rage. Don't tell me the Dems didn't know about this. It's fake rage. Because if they were really upset, why is there only four of them asking for it? If you head over to the website, therealside.com, every day I'm going to post information on another Democrat, another congressional or a Democrat from the Senate, that has or has had charges brought against them. Because I'm tired of all the noise that strictly comes down about Republicans. The Dems are just as nasty, if not more. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I almost hate doing these stories because I pretty much hate giving them the time. And Nancy Pelosi, right? I was going to say God bless her. I guess I should say God bless her. I shouldn't be that nasty. You know what I'm saying? But I love it. She, a year ago. Yeah, let's set it up right. That's right. Definitely the song, the background, the mindset you think of when you think of Nancy Pelosi, right? Seriously. And she's one of mine. But there was a petition I saw going by the other day trying to get the Sicilian government to drop her as one of their own. I don't know. Anyhow, I'd sign on for that, too. But so Pelosi said the Democrats a year ago, she said the Democrats do the Lord's work and Republicans, they dishonor God. This comes from a woman that believes that the Catholic Pope, the head of her church, is wrong. She picks and chooses. She cherry picks Catholicism. All right? She believes that abortion is a gift from God. But the Republicans, and they do God's work. So I guess God is now into taking out babies, right? That's his whole goal, I guess. I mean, think about how morally upright they really, truly, honestly believe that they are. Compared to anybody else, not just Republicans, anybody else. I'll bet you Pelosi can't find a scripture to save her butt. And I mean that. And she said they pray in church on Sunday, and they pray on people the rest of the week. And while we're doing the Lord's work, ministering the needs of God's creation, they are ignoring those needs, which is to dishonor God who made them. The problem is with, I don't know what Bible Nancy uses. See, Jesus never said, hey, go take the food from the villagers, bring it back to where we're at here, and make sure everybody has enough food to eat, right? Isn't that what he said? And as we go through the village, let's grab food and water and money from all the people on the way, and let's share it, make sure everybody has the same amount. No! No, no, no. Matter of fact, the Bible even talks about if you won't work, you shouldn't eat. If a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. Jesus said, what? Anybody remember that fish story? You give a man a fish, he has a meal. This is Joe's version. You teach him to fish, he can get fat on his own. That's my version. But you see what I'm saying. But the Dems don't believe that. They believe just the opposite. They won't force anybody to work. They won't force anybody to learn a new trade when the trade goes under. You're supposed to give them all the food you can. Give them money for clothes. Give them money for housing. Jesus doesn't say that anywhere. God doesn't even promote that. Matter of fact, that thing that they keep pushing about toxic masculinity and getting away from men, I'm sorry, but God does have a hierarchy. God does have a nuclear family. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Guess who joins me after the break? I'm not telling you. You'll have to come back to find out. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Yeah, listen to Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's bring him on. I always have fun with him when he comes on with me at the end of the week. Xander Gibb joins me. He's right from across the pond, as they like to say. Still reeling from their loss a few hundred years back, but other than that, everything's great.
Who is this man to give you speak of? This is Nancy Pelosi on the line.
Nancy, I was just talking about you, Nancy. I was trying to figure out, you know, how is it you got to know more than the Pope? I mean, very, very curious.
Well, it's the medication. I speak to statues and liberals and whatever's there. You know, I have to rush off and take my medication now.
God. It's just amazing. You know, every time she gets behind the podium these days, and if she's got a real ailment, I truly am sorry. I mean, I know a lot of people can't stand her, but she's still a human being. I hope she's not suffering. But she always looks like she's suffering, doesn't she?
She does. Just like, you know, I've said this several times. It's kind of, it's clear she has a drug addiction. I'm sorry. I'm just putting it out there. When you look at Judy Garland, like, you know, 6 months to a year before she died, like when she was at the height of her drug addiction, that's exactly how she was, you know, like penned out, you know, that facial stuff, like chewing the side of her face. And it's a shame, really. And this is someone wow. that's the Speaker of the House, you know.
Third in line.
Speaker right. of the House. A
couple of heartbeats away. Can you imagine?
Oh, gosh. It's scary, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So let me ask you a question, because I know that, you know, abortion in Europe has been, it's capped at, I think, 20 weeks or 22 weeks or what have you. And I know that recently, I think it was in Ireland, that approved of abortion, the voters voted abortion in. What are you hearing about this new New York law, and how are they taking it? How are the Brits talking about it?
Well, I think people here are kind of genuinely as taken back as we are, because I think your average person, you know, who's not a conservative, who's not a Christian, can kind of get behind the ideology of you know, abortion within what is seen as a reasonable time. But when you're actually talking about aborting killing a baby, that let's call it what it is. When you know, it's a week or even a day before it's being going to be born, like it isn't, it's like they're talking about doing in some states. This is just kind of barbaric. It really is barbaric. So even people that are pro-abortion are shocked by these new things. But isn't it sad to say that this is the first thing the Democrats do when they get a little bit of power, is that they want to start killing children? I mean, I'm looking for King Herod. I really am.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I did this story about Nancy saying that they do God's work. I mean, you think over the years,
which
over
God?
The decades, over the, that's what I said, over the centuries, right? The most pagan, the most heathen of societies did what? They offered up their young. They killed their young for sacrifices. So no matter where you are on the spectrum, I don't know anybody, if you're an honest person, 22 weeks, that thing can well, actually 19, they say now with science, it can actually live, the baby can live outside the womb. So if that's the truth, then why can't we make 20 weeks on, unless the mother is in grave danger, why can't we make it untouchable? Why can't we protect that baby?
I don't have an answer for that, but I'm hoping that, you see, the place where this needs to be attacked, as far as I'm concerned, is on a federal level.
Right.
Because what a lot of people are doing is, if you're in a state where you can get a late term abortion, people are driving and people are going to those states to get those late term abortions. So this needs to be tackled on a federal level. I you know what, I'm tired of hearing about the rights of women. Let's talk about the rights of children. Let's talk about the rights of babies. What about an adoption bill? What about
I'm with you.
If you don't want that child, there are many people out there that are barren and cannot have a child themselves, and would give anything for a child. Why not let them have these children rather than them be chopped up and sold for parts by Planned Parenthood?
But go back again. This is that little bite at the elephant thing, right? First, it was the first trimester. Then it was the second, if the mother was in grave danger. Remember, these were supposed to be safe and rare, right? I mean, remember that?
Right.
So now we're in the second trimester, and that's, well, you know, because if the mom's life is really in danger, we can take the baby's life. Okay, whatever, you know, right? And then it creeps into the third, and that's when the mother's life is in grave danger. And now it's kind of like, not only is it the third trimester, it's during labor pains. And even when the baby's born, it's just amazing. We have become barbaric beyond comprehension.
It's shocking what we've allowed to happen as a society under liberal logic. And the concern is, how far do we have to let it go? And I remember Dr. Gina Loudon saying a few years ago when Obama signed in same-sex marriage, she said, oh, this is going to open the door, you know, for the pedophiles to say, oh, you know, if it's acceptable for gays to get married, then it's acceptable for our depravity, too. And she was absolutely right. And now, you know, we're seeing the same thing, you know, with all these little steps that kind of are running away from us with regards to what is right and what is acceptable. And now they want to kill kids like that are viable outside of the body. And don't give me this clump of cells ideology. You know, even that clump of cells is a living, it's a living organism. It's a stage of moving on towards being a person. I mean, what about the responsibilities of the individual? You know, I don't want to be judgmental with people, but you know, statistically, these people that are having abortions are not just having one. It's not their first. It's their second, third, fourth, or sixth with some people. How about keeping your legs crossed or using some contraception? Or is that an outdated ethic?
Well, it's none of our business. They'll tell you it's none of our business. It's none of our business how somebody decides to have sex. It's none of our business whether they get protection or not protection. If I suggest that somebody be on the pill or be a little more cautious when they're having sex, then I'm just misogynistic. It's like you cannot win. It is never the female's fault. There's no responsibility anymore for any of this to anyone. What happens just happens. You go take care of it, and then you get back at your business, you know? It makes no sense. And it's not just here. Think about it. When it comes to finances, when it comes to, you know, how you treat other people, when it comes to who's punching who in the face. There's no responsibility. By the way, I believe in capitalism. We got to go. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Zander will still be with us on the other side of the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is not ruling anything out when it comes to U.S. policy toward Venezuela.
Are you willing to commit U.S. military if necessary to force?
No, I don't want to say that, but it's always an option. Everything's an option. I take no options off the table.
Also during his White House briefing, President Trump seemed to indicate he may declare a national emergency to finish the border wall.
We're building the wall. A lot of it is, I mean, the chant now should be finish the wall as opposed to build the wall, because we're building a lot of wall.
And a recent report by the Department of Labor indicates the economy added 340,000 jobs in the month of January. President Trump says despite skeptics, he's had confidence in America's growing workforce. Unemployment figures for December show a job market that continues to be among the strongest in recent memory, and 2019 is picking up where 2018 left off. The U.S. has now added jobs for 100 straight months, the longest such period on record. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, Real Joe. Somebody got on my case the other day for saying the number too fast. You can always find it on a website, therealside.com. But it's 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me get him right on with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me and his insight on some of these issues. Some from across the pond, some, you know, according to his, New York upbringing or your time in New York or whatever. You New York. We shouldn't get
a bit of everything, I would say.
What are you, a mutt?
Is
what
no.
You say? Oh.
Certainly not. I've come from breeding. Don't you know I'm related to the Queen?
Yeah. Isn't everybody? I'm just kidding. In England?
No.
So, look at her. Never mind. I'm just going to be nice. But
yeah, don't talk about her husband's drunk driving.
Oh.
You certainly will be on the New Year's Honor
yes.
list.
How old is he?
You know where he got his black eye, don't you?
He must be like 101, isn't he? I mean, gotta be
90,
like
90 something.
Oh, he's younger
he
than her.
He makes me laugh, though, because, yeah, he's a bit older, I think. But he makes me laugh, though, because he's very, he doesn't choose his words very wisely. So he said something offensive about Asian people and their eyes. And then when he was in Japan, he got into trouble for saying, calling a boat a junk, and it was actually called a junk. So, you know, the guy can't win. So even when he gets it right, he's wrong.
You know, whatever. You got to cut the old guys a break. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
For sure. But we'll cut him a break, won't we, Tammy?
Yeah. Whoa. Wait a minute.
Whoa. Cher's in the house.
You're going to... Yeah, oh, there you go. There's another lunatic, right? I mean, seriously.
Go. Don't get me started.
You know what it is? I think her skin is so tight, it's actually pulling on her brain and stopping the blood from circulating through there. It's Botox. I'm being told it's Botox. That's her problem. The heck do I know?
That and she's a liberal. I mean,
yeah.
That doesn't help.
So, I don't think I got the answer, or maybe I just wasn't listening. It wouldn't be the first time. I don't even listen to me most of the time. But the thought process of the Brits on what's going on, you know, the law that was passed in New York. I mean, they're gonna be somewhat horrified about it. They're not soulless people.
No.
They think we're nuts.
Well, certainly in the South they are, but that's a different story.
Yeah, I'll let
you. I kind of think I'm getting the impression that they are kind of concerned about it. Because as I said, you know, in the first segment, the majority of people that kind of have the ideology that it's the woman's choice, when you start actually saying, oh, you can kill the baby, like, you know, within a day of it being born, that starts to ring some bells of it not being right. In fairness, I'll take that because that is right. Even they should even be thinking that, you know, from day one of conception, but I'll take that at the moment.
Yeah, well, again, little bites, just like they did it. They did it one direction, do little bites. We need to go back and another direction doing little bites. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, again, just craziness going somewhere to happen. And with everything else going on, you know, the attacks on Trump, now I've been told by some of the people over in Europe that the way that they get the news, the information that they're getting is very much different or spun differently even than what we're getting here in the U.S., which is I find it very interesting, you know?
Well, I think that it depends on what sites you look at, you know, because obviously when I'm looking for news items for my show, I look at different things, and they're all different. Everything is written with a slant,
right,
dependent on where the money is coming from. Like, you're like, Yahoo is very liberal. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at things on Yahoo, they're all kind of like anti-Donald Trump. And obviously, you know, I look at all of the sites in order to kind of formulate my own perspective. Because I think most sites, because they have got a slant, you have to form your own opinion. But I think not everyone's good at that.
By the way, Billy Bob out of Alabama said it's Yahoo. All right, I'm not going to touch that one. Anyway, all right, so, you know, I seem to be stuck on this abortion theme tonight. Actually, it's been gnawing at me all week long. It's making me crazy. So, you know, there was a Louisiana law that was put into place that said that doctors performing abortions had to have, I don't know, you know, they had to have agreements, or they had to have admitting privileges at the local hospital. And the reason behind that was that if anything went wrong, they would be able to go to that local hospital and take care of their patient. So it sounds like the same thing, right? You just want to make sure that that they're familiar with each other and he knows how to deal with that hospital and what have you. Well,
right,
all the Planned Parenthood and all the pro-abortion people came against that law, fought it big time, and said, no, that's not right. You shouldn't have to force them to have those privileges or what have you. And they got it all the way to the courts. And now the Supreme Court has put a stay and said, you know what, that law can stay in place for now till we look at it. Because it's really not stopping the abortion from happening. You can still have the abortion, you've got to go to the right doctor, that's all.
And the concern with it, it's like abortion shopping. But the other concern with this New York law is that, you know, physician assistants and, like, care assistants are even going to be able to perform. And here's the thing. If you're going to have a procedure like that, you know, if you're going to have your baby killed, you do actually want it done by someone who's qualified, because, you know, I'm not a doctor in any way, shape, or form, because so often when women have been given abortions, they've not taken everything away, and they've left stuff, and it's caused, you know, huge problems for the women. So why would you want someone that's not qualified doing that? I'm not suggesting it should be okay to do it anyway. But why would you want a care assistant to be doing that?
Well, look, I want a doctor doing it. That was the whole idea back in the 70s, you know, when they were pushing for this. They wanted a doctor to do it. They wanted to be able to have it at a good hospital, you know, especially where the mother's life was in danger. I mean, this is just craziness, and they're allowing it to happen. All right. Anyhow. We'll move on because I'm going to pop an eyeball if I keep up on it. Where are we at with Brexit? You're supposed to be keeping track of that for me. And apparently you guys are going to break away, or they're going to break away, with absolutely no agreement in place, are they?
No.
Wow.
No. There was, they went back to Parliament to discuss it the other night. They're now saying They don't want a no deal Brexit. She wants to have Theresa May, who's the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, wants to go back and negotiate another deal. But the EU have dug in their heels so far, they're like, it will be this way or not at all, which leaves no room for negotiation. So I would think, because the EU has got more to lose than anything else, that they would want to relax certain things. Because the whole idea of having Brexit is to leave the EU, which means that we would not be subject to the same constraints as we've been subjected to for the past 40 years that have not been beneficial for the UK. But the deal Theresa May came back from the EU with was one of it being very similar to what it is now. So what is the point?
Right.
I hate to say this because, you know, I'm a conservative and it's very hard for me not to support a conservative government or conservative leadership. But this woman is liberal-like, and she shows, you would not know, she's a Theno. She's like a conservative in name only. I would love to have a conservative government here that I could really get behind and that honored true conservative values. But she's just not like that. And so it's very hard to support her when she does not display those ideologies.
For those who don't really understand what Brexit's all about, I mean, ultimately, you really don't have, at this point, sovereignty over your own nation. Some of these laws that fly in the face of the EU, what are they called? I don't know, the EU committee or whatever, under the EU rules, they have to get permission to actually enact these laws once the parliament votes on them, once their government votes on them, right?
Yeah. Because essentially what happened 40 years ago was the EU approached the UK and said, join this union and we'll give you free popcorn and candy. And basically that's not happened. I'm obviously paraphrasing.
Right.
And so it's taken 40 years for the UK to actually get something about it to say, we're not doing this anymore, because the UK gives millions of pounds every year to the EU and gets very little back for it. And, you know, the UK is not as stable as people think financially. You know, it has... we can talk more about this after the break, but it's got lots of issues financially, so why is it giving all of its money to other countries?
Listen, I agree with you, and I think it's hilarious how the EU bank works, taking money from countries that have no money to give money to countries that have no money and no way of paying back. Great.
Robin Hood.
I wish my bank did that. I'm Joe Messina.
Yeah,
host.
I do.
Be back. Standard Gibbs. Don't go far.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate so much how much time you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, truly being involved in the conversation. So, again, thank you so much for being with us. Let me bring in Xander Gibb. Always have a good time when he's with us. We kind of kick off the party with him. And it's quite early in the morning there, is it not?
It is. It's like 2:49. But I just have to, on behalf of the real side, I have to apologize for Joe playing Bette Midler. That was really offensive. I'm sorry.
I say the same thing all the time. I wish I could find somebody who's, you know, that one there, that particular song. I hate to tell you something. It isn't just her. It's another woman that you and I would throw up over.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, Cher.
Nancy Pelosi was a singer.
She sends me the convulsions. Yeah, there was a whole stage thing done, and it was Cher, and it was Bette Midler, and I can't remember who the third one was, but it was three of them up there. And, Yeah, I'm going to find a replacement for that soon. Very soon, I promise.
Way to polarize your audience, Joe.
Yeah, get him to come at me big time. Anyway, you know, back to the. It seems like we spent the whole hour on abortion and that kind of stuff, and I didn't really want to mean to, but
it's kind of necessary, though, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think it's about time we get up and do
it.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I would love to see, you know, these women's march running around with these silly hats on. How about they march about the rights for unborn children, you know, about unborn females?
Because
these feminists are really interested
in body rights. Come on,
you know,
you're a smart man.
Exactly. I actually despair. It makes me so sad to think that in 2019, you know, these people can sit around and laugh while signing a bill about killing babies. Do you know what it reminded me of?
Big
reminded
smiles.
Me of those Nazis that killed all the Jews and sit around taking pictures and laughing. You know, I said this before, Joe. I think that Andrew Cuomo should be excommunicated from the Catholic Church. If you're bringing in legislation that allows the killing of babies, and that goes against the teaching of the Catholic Church, and the teaching of the Bible, then you shouldn't be allowed to take communion. Sorry.
Well, I think you're right. I think if you go against the sacraments, look, if you don't agree with the church, move on. There's a whole bunch of denominations out there. Maybe you can find one that suits you, one that fits you. But anyway,
well, you did. It's called the Democrats.
they do treat it like a religion. I'll give you that much.
I mean, he's not really been a good Catholic anyway. I mean, he's divorced and living with a woman, so you know, it doesn't take much imagination to kind of see why this is happening. But you know, I have to say, and that, you know, I've called this guy out several times. I'm that Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, who is the most liberal Catholic priest that you ever could find. He's a bishop, actually. But it really bothers me that these people are effectively saying that they're the head of the church in their area, and they stay silent about these things. Well, let me tell you, Cardinal Dolan, God sees all, and God sees you turning a blind eye to not condemning children being killed. That's what we should call him, Cardinal Herod.
Yeah, I don't care where you are on the spectrum. Even if you're not a religious person and you truly believe in a woman's right to choose, this is a baby. Any way you cut it at that point, it's a baby. You know, if the baby is born, if the child is born before the shot is administered, then what? She still has a right to kill it? Then at that point, now you're playing God.
Yeah.
That's a scary place to be. You know, so
I certainly believe in a woman's right to choose, but not to choose.
Ba-dum-bum. Thank you very much. You'll be here the rest of the afternoon. UK, you were starting to say that they're not very strong financially, and I joked about it on the way out, but it's not really a joke. Is that
you've
got the EU bank that is, for all intents and purposes, it's bankrupt because it's using Deutsche Bank to back it up, and they're in a boatload of trouble as well. But you know, you've got the EU countries are pouring money. Well, they're pouring numbers on a piece of paper because they have no money into that EU bank, who's loaning money back out to the countries that can't afford to pay it back. So
it's all very circular. It really is. But you know
scary.
Who holds all the Trump cards? No pun intended to all of this, and that's the Donald. Okay. Because if he called in the debts from all these countries in Europe, then they would certainly go bankrupt. The UK certainly would. The UK owes America billions of dollars. Because as you would expect, every time they've aided the United Kingdom they've backed them up when they've been at war, they've charged them for it. So there's this huge debt that they'll never be able to repay. So I think they should start being a little bit nicer to the Donald and to America in general. Cause it just takes, you know, one phone call to say, I wish I could do a good Donald Trump impersonation. I really do. It would just take one phone call to say, you know, Teresa, give us the money back, girl. You know, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
And England would be in financial oblivion.
Yeah, well, we've got, you know, we owe Germany a whole bunch of money. We were holding their gold for the longest time, and now For some reason, we can't seem to find it, but that's not a story that made the front page. Yeah, right. Somebody, hey, Frankie, where was the gold I had over there? What did you do with that? Right?
Barry sent it to Iraq. Or was it Iran?
Probably did send it to Iran. But, you know, I love those stories. And they're true. Those aren't like conspiracy stories. We do owe Germany money, and they can't find it. And we can't find it. We no longer have it. But again, when you run down who owes money, and you know, China, if you go to, they owe us money.
China!
Yes, Donald. They owe us money from way back when, and we could wipe out two-thirds of the debt we have with them if we ever called, well, in the Italian vernacular, it's the markers. If we ever called those markers in, you know, we want to be paid back. We don't do that. We just don't do, you know, this mean, evil, nasty country, we just don't do that. Yeah, just amazing. Anyhow, hey, I was talking to somebody about, because you're in the land of socialized medicine, too. So I was talking to somebody the other day who was up in Canada, and he was telling me that he had just had, do you remember that conversation? I think he just had a colonoscopy or something along those lines, and they were worried and what have you. If he missed that appointment, it was going to be a year before he could get another appointment and under socialized medicine. If he wanted to pay for it, he could get it in a few weeks. But that's your socialized medicine for you. Do you find the same thing in England?
I think the standard is pretty good here. But you can pay money and get seen a lot quicker and get kind of like a different standard of service, kind of, you know, if you pay privately. But I think that ultimately it's going to have to change here, you know, because people from countries and that don't even, you know, people come and from other countries and have surgery here and stuff when they don't even, they've not even paid into the system. And it's going to have to change because they say it's free and stuff like that here, but it comes out of our taxes.
Well, it's, nothing is ever free with the government. We all know that. Somebody pays for it somewhere, somehow, right? I mean, seriously, this is crazy. But, you know, but you're right. And then, you know, to your point, if you need some, I don't know, a CAT scan or something along those lines done, if you need anything, what happens when you miss it? How long does it take you to get the appointment to begin with?
Oh, well, if you don't go to your appointment, it can take between 6 months and 6 weeks and 6 months to get another, appointment. It really is that difficult. But you know, one point that I want to make about all of this, I think even people that are on low incomes, you could pay a little bit of money to see a doctor. You could put a little bit back into the pot. You know, when I was in America and I didn't have health care, I was paying $100 to see a doctor, $150 to see a doctor, and $100 for medication. You know, so even if you were paying a little bit or something, you know, I think we've just got into this entitled mentality. and that's a concern for me. Because I was very grateful for everything they did for me when I came back here. You know, I have dual citizenship, so I was able to do that. You know, thank God. But there are people here that complain about it. And the first thing I always say is go somewhere, you have to pay for it. And then we'll talk, you know.
Right. Well, this, you know, you brought it up, and it's true. Yeah, and I'm not saying all, but a lot of our young people have been coddled, and their parents have given them everything that they need. I'm not going to say everything that they want, but definitely everything that they need, right? And then when they get out into the real world, they find out that, you know, toilet paper doesn't just show up in their bathroom. They actually go buy it, put it in there.
Yeah.
And when you open the refrigerator up, you know why it's empty? Because you didn't go to the store and buy anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just amazing to me. So, hey, we only got about 30 seconds, 35 seconds left, but quick observation. I can put all kinds of funny stuff up on my Facebook page, and I'll get 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 people go, oh, that's funny, that's cute, that's whatever. I put up an abortion picture, you know, and say, you know, this is real life, one of those 4Ds. Very few comments, almost none. Doesn't that bug you?
Yeah, it does. I'm astounded, really. People don't want to see all of that on social media, but I'm sorry. We have to be speaking about these things.
All right, Xander Gibb can be found at xandergibb.com, right? It's all there.
For sure.
The book and the Broadway play. We'll be back in a little bit. Yeah. Don't go far. Retired General Paul Valley joins me in the next hour. You don't want to miss this.